my friends. Welcome to Story U Talk Radio. It is a delight to spend this hour with you. I come to you every Thursday with a brand new topic about living your best life, writing your best stories, and everything about that. So tune in to KKNW on Thursdays, 4 p.m., and you can always catch the encore shows at 9 a.m. the following Thursday morning. Thank you for being here with me. Today we are going to really dedicate some time for the person that's been thinking that the long piece of writing, like the book, or the commitment to a full year blog, or the longer speech, that is in order. We're going to really talk about what is needed to do it, and a little bit about why it hasn't happened yet. And you're going to be a little surprised as we go through the show that it's not as hard as you think it's going to be. It's your thinker that gets you thinking. It's going to be really hard. So I really want to stress this point today that you can't help yourself if you don't know yourself. And I'm going to take you through a few things here today and use some of my past clients as an example, and also myself. I have some stories that I really plunged into my memory bank and thought, now, how did that go? Just sort of reverse engineered. How was it that we made things happen back there? How was it that we made history that one time? What happened? What was the dream originally? And how long did it take to get there? And what did I lose along the way? And what did I gain along the way? And how might this help my readers? You're a reader. How might this help my listeners? So we got all kinds of stories for you. And remember, I am here to help you make progress with your book, your blog, your brand, your speech, your podcast, any way that you are expressing yourself. And I have some expertise in the area. I would love to help you move along. So feel free to give me a call. I'm here at 1-888-298-5569. I don't tend to get that many callers, and maybe that's because most of you are writers. So here's where you can write. Just go to my website, Coach Debbie, click on Connect, and you can send in any question at all that you would like. I'm the only person who reads it. CoachDebbie.com, and that's D-E-B-B-Y, CoachDebbie.com. While you're over there, why don't you go ahead and click on offerings? I got some fun stuff going on with my offerings. One is a luxe retreat. We are going to rendezvous, me and you and other wonderful people, in Santa Barbara this September. I would love for you to be there. I have some packages for the person that just wants to pop in for the classes and then pop out and have lots of time to themselves and maybe with family if you're traveling with some friends. There is also a package that includes your presence at the opening where I'll be hosting a nice happy hour to get you going, get you into the vibe, as well as a really nice celebration dinner. And then that also includes the tuition for the retreat. And then we have some customized packages. We have packages that include a VIP one-on-one time with me immediately following the retreat or within the next 60 days of the retreat, you choose. So some really neat offerings there. Go to CoachDebbie.com, click on offerings. You'll also see that I've got some classes going on And if you would like, you can get on the list to find out about my upcoming memoir writing membership. Ooh, this is going to be so good. So let's help you get started right now. Whatever that is that you're thinking you want to be writing, let's take a look at it. I want you to know that even though you have a desire to put out something lengthy, the desire is this funny thing that we carry in our heart at first. And we think, you know, I've got this great story about my family, and I think it would make an excellent book. I just got to get started on it, and I just need some tips on how to get going on a book, or maybe I need a class. This is what I call the desire phase. You can see that what you have to offer is of value to others. You can see that it would bring value to your own life, but you haven't really kicked it off the ground yet. It doesn't have momentum yet. This is what I like to call the desire phase. But I want to emphasize that you're not going to be able to help yourself here if you don't know yourself. In other words, you're not going to be able to move from having a desire to write a book to having a completed book if you haven't taken time to know a little about yourself. Now, if you said, well, I think what I'll do is I'll get a coach. I'll write to Coach Debbie. She'll take care of all that. Well, there's a lot I can take care of for you. One is we'll have a consultation right away. We'll sit down and we'll find out what this is that you got on your mind, what you want to write, how involved you want to get in it. And the conversation will start to help me understand how your brain works and how you like to work through projects. It's really interesting. The way people talk about things gives me a lot of clues on how their brain works with things. And this is because I know me very well. I've also had 13,000 students that I've gotten to know over many years. I've also studied the brain, the conscious mind, and the subconscious mind. And I work with the patterns. And by working with patterns, we can make traction. We can also set up the best plan for you, it might not be the same plan as the person sitting next to you that also wants to write a book. We all have our ways of operating that makes the most sense to us, that feels natural. We also have ways of operating that, if we want to be challenged, we can step into and start to elevate our results. We have ways we can step into and we can quantum leap over some of the stages we were going to take, but by being really tuned into who you are and how you tick, you can make change happen quickly. But if you don't really know who you are, and if you don't really know what you're dealing with, it's going to be a slower road. And that's just the way it is. Slow's not bad. Sometimes on a slower road, you get to be really meticulous. For a lot of people, when they're doing a big project, say you're writing a 250-page book, that's nothing to shake a stick at. That's a big project. It's going to help to really know how you work. If you don't know, then it's going to slow you down and really slow you down. And it might even take you completely off the path of doing what you said, which is writing your book. So I've got some examples from people I've worked with. I have some things that I went through that I think will help you along. But let me just tell you a few things up front so that you have a sense what's coming. And if you decide you want to send in a question, this might help you a little bit. One thing we're going to talk about today is that you are the person that creates your world. So if that's true, you're also creating your own book. You do this by being creative, of course, by being very attentive, by knowing how you feel. But you don't do it by thinking that life just happens at you and you're an all-day, 100% ready reactor. That's not really your job in the world. Your job is to come into your day and find out how you want to create your day. Some things you won't be able to control. Today I wanted the sun to come out and it's raining. Couldn't control that. But I do get to control how creative I'm going to be while it rains today. I get to control how I'm going to feel today while it rains today. I get to control what I'm going to attend to today while it rains today. Yesterday, thinking it'll probably be sunny today, I was thinking, I want to get in 10,000 steps. This morning, when I saw the rain, I thought, 10,000 steps might be a lot in the rain. What have I just done? I've just voted against creating 10,000 steps in my day. How can I come back to creating 10,000 steps in my day? Well, maybe I've got a raincoat hanging around. Maybe I've got an umbrella. Maybe I've got waterproof shoes. Maybe I've got a little pair of mittens. Boom, I'm outside, I'm walking in the rain. Am I loving this? Is this the thing that just makes my heart tick? Well, I got to tell you, I've had to get used to it because I'm on a fitness goal. But I have found that walking in the rain in no way ruins my day. And you know what? Walking in the rain helps me stay on track with my fitness goal. Because, my dear friends, we're here in Seattle. I mean, it's possible this rain won't go away for 5 days. If for 5 days I draw a line through creating my day and I stay home instead of walking in my little rain jacket under my little rain umbrella, you can see it's important to create the day if you want to reach your goal. And you can. You just got to make some adjustments. You got to work with it a little. It's not all fun and games, but it's not torture either. And that's what we sometimes think is going to happen. It can easily happen if we don't know ourselves. Now, I know myself. I know I can manage a little rain. If I had a walking goal that said, let's walk in the rain for 6 hours a day, yeah, that'd be pretty tough for me because I know myself. But I can easily do half an hour. It doesn't really faze me. There's 23 and a half other hours going on in the day where I can do something a little more enjoyable. And I'm meeting my goal. So that's just one comparison. Now, something I want to say here is that writing a book is going to have some things you do where it's going to require your attention, your creativity and your attention so that your feelings are fired up and ready to go. There will be some things like that that require a little more attention. But also, there will be plenty of things while you're writing your book that are just easy and fun and rewarding. And you had no idea that this was going to be part of the journey. What you had was an idea in your mind of what it would be before you even stepped foot on the path. But how can you know the full journey if you're not in the journey. You see, we create. That's what we do. We create our days. We create the world we live in. If you decide you want to be a writer, you're creating that writer's life. You're deciding the things you're going to be doing so that that book gets done. It's really important to realize things don't just get tossed at you all day long and you have to react. You're actually creating. So I think this is number one, a way of getting to know yourself so you can meet the goal is to realize you are creating your writer's life. And when we come back from our first break, I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about what that day looks like. Because if you can create one day at the start of the day, and you can do it the next day and the next day, by the end of 90 of those days, you're going to have a nice draft to your book. And you want to know who knows this? The people that entered my program January 1st, because we just finished the first 90 days of the year, and they have a draft of their book. They didn't have it at Christmas, but now they do. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how this happens, my friends, okay? Stay tuned. We've got to go to our first break right here. But when we come back, how you get to know yourself and create your book.
Did you know your writing coach, Coach Debbie, is also a master-level life coach trained by Hay House author Alan Cohen? She's offering free 30-minute consultations to anyone, not just writers, who are wanting to discuss a big, stretchy life goal, which might include, how can I work on my bucket list?
How can I better relate to my children, spouse, boss, or in-laws?
What should I do about aging and feeling scared to be seen?
How might I double my income fast?
Email Coach Debbie at CoachDebbie.com/connect for more information. And right now you can also enroll in Coach Debbie's April course, The Story Immersion. You'll receive 8 pre-recorded classes throughout April that you can listen to on your own timeline. As a listener of the podcast, you qualify to save 50%. Simply email Coach Debbie by visiting CoachDebbie.com/connect. And get started on the life goal or writing project you've been dreaming about.
Welcome back, my friends. How are you doing here? We are in the spring season, if you are listening live. Here in the United States, in April, we just crossed over into spring. We're not really having a spring day here in Seattle, but that's okay. We've had a few already, and they have been delightful. I find that spring is a time of year when my writers realize, oh my goodness, quarter one is behind us. I want to get going on my book. And if you're that person, I would like to offer you a consultation with me, where we sit down on the phone or on Zoom, whatever you prefer, and you just tell me what's going on in your mind about that book. What would you like to see happen in the next 90 days or by the end of the year? And I can let you know the services I have. And if it sounds like what you need is outside of what I offer, I'm sure there's someone I could recommend to you. I want you to take me up on this. This is a free call, and you can reach out to me by going to CoachDebbie.com, click on Connect, and just send me a quick note. CoachDebbie.com, and Debbie is spelled D-E-B-B-Y. Today we're talking about the fact that if you are producing a book, a speech, a full year of blog posts. You can't really help yourself if you don't know yourself. It is in the knowing of who you are and how you tick and how you work that is going to help you not only stay creative through the process, but be able to choose feelings that work for you through the process. And also, it is going to help you attend to the things that are most important in the day right in front of you. We don't want to be just these reactors going all through our day wondering how the heck we're going to manage to sit down and do some writing when we're just needed in all these places of life. I mean, oh my goodness, we're so important. I'm being a little facetious here, but you know what I mean. It can be easy to say, I just didn't have time this week. Wow. You know, that's a lot of hours. 7 times 24, do the math. That's a lot of hours to have not gotten any time at all to sit down and work on something that you said really mattered to you. And what this always points back to is that you're not really able to help yourself because you don't really know yourself. You don't really know what your schedule is. You don't really know what your boundaries are. You don't really know what you're willing to hold on to and what you're not willing to let go of. I know that can be hard to hear, but it's the truth. It's in the willingness to grow and to be available to what you want to do that you get to see it in the world. So like I was saying before the break, I've got some people that joined forces with me the first week of January, and they started working on their book. And let me tell you some of the things that happened. One, I have one student, I met her through Alan Cohen. Alan, I want to tell you, Alan is offering again his spiritual writing class. If you don't know about it, you should know about it. You can find him at alancohen.com. And his spiritual writing class was offered first last spring. It'll be offered this spring starting May 7th. And it's about a 2-month class. This gal that was in the class last year, she came to me at the end and said, thanks for being our writing coach during the class. I want to continue, and I want to write a book, and I want it to be published in 2025. Aha! Now that's a girl who knows herself a little bit, because if you say, I want something, and you put your own timeline on it, you already are showing that you know a little something about how you work. Well, this gal has done exactly that. January came along. We had already had about 3 or 4 one-on-one sessions. She joined my community. She had her book mapped out for her. There were 11 chapters for her to work on and one introductory chapter. She decided that that would be a chapter a week for her. She said, I like things being systematic. Now, there are other writers that don't. But she came into it knowing, I like systems. What kind of system can we set up? She began January 1st. We crossed over April 1st, and she tells me, I think I'm there. I think I got my first draft done. Now, you have to understand, if you are new to the world of writing your first book, that your first draft means you have given it your best shot one time through. And you're probably going to have to sit down with an editor or relinquish your draft to an editor, and some serious changes are going to need to take place. But as you did the project, you gave it your very best effort, and that got you to the finish line of your first completed first draft. It's done. It's done. The ideas are on paper. The stories you wanted to include are there. The points you wanted to make have been made. The development you wanted to do, the examples you wanted to show, the transitions from one idea to the next, they're there. They're in the book. You did your very best with that your first time through. Give it 90 days and you've got it. Now, here's the beauty of that. She now has everything that was floating around in her mind on paper. Can I tell you how much easier it is to work with something that's on paper than it is to have it all floating in your head? Oh my goodness. It's the difference between night and day. But how do you get this far? Well, you gotta know a little something about yourself. You got to know, are you willing to write every day? In her case, she said, I can do that plan you say of 30 minutes a day. I can do that. And I don't think she did it every single day, but that's not required. The idea is that for the most part, 80 to 90% of the time, you're putting in those 30 minutes in the morning because you want to get to a finished draft in 90 days. Remember, you can do whatever you want with it once it's out on paper. Another way she knew herself is she knew she liked systems. Writing every day is a system, but so is charting out your chapters before you get deeply involved in it. We could easily see after two conversations that there were 11 chapters or 11 sections that she would be working out in her book. She also wanted to write an introduction. So that's 12 main things. There's 12 weeks before her for completing something in 90 days. She stuck to it. She did it. The interesting thing is, and this gal's probably, I'm not that great with age, but I'm going to guess she's at least 35, probably not yet 40. This gal has a full life. She works a full-time job. Granted, she does it from home, but she works a full-time job. Her husband, who also works a full-time job, sometimes needs her to, you know, drop things and runs errands for her. They don't have children, but they have a few dogs. If you have a few dogs, you know it's like having children. They have in-laws that live on their property. They have plenty going on. And she wrote the first draft of her book. There are a lot of people that have a quarter of that going on, and they're not even trying to write the first draft of their book, and here's why. Even though they have the desire in their heart, they don't know themselves well enough to know what to do with that desire. Well, step one, take some action. See if you can get some help with it. See what you know about yourself. See how creative you're willing to be. Know that you need to start choosing your feelings. If you allow the rain that's coming down when you wake up in the morning to choose your feeling day after day after day, might be a little tricky to get your book done. You're going to have to decide, it's a rainy day, something that can be done easily when it's raining outside is getting to my desk and putting in 30 minutes of writing, see what flows through me, see what I want to say. All of this comes back to knowing yourself. I really suggest that if you need help with this, get a mentor, get a coach, get in a community, get around people. It is, according to me, and I'm just one writing coach, but according to me, it's 1,000 times harder to write a book if you are all alone all the time. Now, let me take an example like Stephen King. He's someone that can really knock out a lot of writing in several hours built on top of each other. But he revealed in one of his books that he is in a band. And one of the things that really relieves his mind for a bit of his characters is going and playing in the band. So that, even though it's not focused on his writing, in fact, it's the exact opposite, it's time when he's with others. And, you know, it's real funny how your brain works. If you're always, always, always alone, your brain works a little bit differently than if you allow time for the social, for the conversation, for bouncing ideas off of each other. And if you are a musician, you know that when you play in a band, you're synced in with all the other members rhythmically, based on the key and other things that I would never be able to speak about eloquently. But you're synced in with the other members. You're deeply participating in the band, let alone the music, while you are playing. Well, writing in a really interesting way requires that you either come together with other people that are writing and talk about their writing or your own, or you get out somehow and you really experience life outside of your time at the desk. You need to be seeing life. You need to be seeing interaction. You need to be hearing it. I love going to restaurants. I mean, a restaurant is like seven movies going on at one time. If I can't find someone to go with me, it's totally fine. I can watch others. It really is. You get to see all these dynamics, all these exchanges. Your mind just soaks it up. And it informs your writing. If you don't know this about yourself, that you need to get out, you need to be with people, you need to be led by a mentor or a coach, well, then you might think that the lonely, lonely task of doing it on your own is how it's supposed to be, and it's not. It's not supposed to be lonely and arduous. I don't want that for you. Another thing you're going to miss if you don't really know yourself is you're going to miss the opportunity to really design your day as it can work for you. And then if the world changes, because every now and then things change in the world, you can pick up and redesign without losing yourself. So my best example comes from COVID times when we were in the very, very first months of this. When I think back in real life right now, we're at April 2024. When I think back exactly 4 years ago to April 2020, I was like, oh boy, I better really rethink my business, because as it stands right now, people come to my home for the workshop and we sit and we work together on each other's stories and we make progress and I have a business. And I was also running an Airbnb at that time as well. And all of a sudden, oh no, I wasn't. Scratch that. That had already closed. So at that time, the workshop at Coach Debbie's house, in person. Well, now you can't be in person no matter what. And I'm really glad that I had a real strong sense of my business day to day in person so that I was able to quickly shift to what would it look like if we went online. I also had a certain faith that I belonged in the business that I'm in. I didn't see myself folding towels at Macy's, but I knew if all else failed, I could do that. I didn't see myself going back to school, but I knew if all else failed, I could do that. I saw myself in my business. And when you see yourself writing your book, you come up with the next creative thing that's going to keep you going, especially if you're already working in your day-to-day and your systems that work for you. You can handle a big change. You can adapt. You can move your attention where it needs to be. But if you don't have any symptoms, if you don't know who you are, did I say symptoms? I meant systems. If you don't have any systems, if you don't know who you are, if you don't have a daily plan, if you're not set in some habits, you won't be able to recalibrate. You'll think it's over. That's a nasty trick the brain can play on you. Oh, it's over. We got COVID. These are unknown times. It's over. And unfortunately, it's nobody's fault for thinking that way. But also unfortunately, things are going to go downhill really fast if you can't recalibrate. Okay? So these are some things that happen when you don't know yourself. Instead, you want to really think, how is it that I work best? What do I need in order to feel supported? What is essential that I do each day so that I feel like I'm really making progress? Who can I tune into and talk to for a little accountability? What do I need to do so that I'm restored and I can get up and do the work again? These are just some questions to ask yourself so that you get to know yourself, because those are the people that finish their books. It's not the person wandering around being that lost child archetype. It's the person that knows themselves and can say in the next 90 days, I'm going on a journey. Yeah, and I'll have a nice first draft in 90 days. I got more to share with you about this topic. I hope this is serving you, and I am happy to take your questions. Just send them to CoachDebbie.com. We will be right back after this break.
Did you know your writing coach, Coach Debbie, is also a master-level life coach trained by Hay House author Alan Cohen? She's offering free 30-minute consultations to anyone, not just writers, who are wanting to discuss a big, stretchy life goal, which might include, how can I work on my bucket list?
How can I better relate to my children, spouse, boss, or in-laws?
What should I do about aging and feeling scared to be seen?
How might I double my income fast?
Email Coach Debbie at CoachDebbie.com/connect for more information. And right now you can also enroll in Coach Debbie's April course, The Story Immersion. You'll receive 8 pre-recorded classes throughout April that you can listen to on your own timeline. As a listener of the podcast, you qualify to save 50%. Simply email Coach Debbie by visiting CoachDebbie.com/connect. And get started on the life goal or writing project you've been dreaming about.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, the world is very, very excited to read your book. And the only way they're going to get to do it is if you write it. But I want you to know, writing a book can be something that really fills you up. We had on the show Becky Gibler a couple times, and Becky was going through a lot of grief when she was writing her first book. She had lost her partner, and she wasn't exactly sure where to turn, but she was getting herself outside, really indulging in her craft as a photographer and finding it natural to write about the pictures she was taking to do some journaling and realize she was creating a book without even intending it at first. And then as we talked about it, she decided, hey, I think it really could become a book if I just became very intentional. Becky is someone who now says she loves getting up and working on her books, and she sees herself as always having one right in front of her. I think she's working on book 3 right now, and she's already told me her ideas for book 4. She has claimed being an author, and she's not playing in some resistance sandbox at all. She has allowed her desire to really come through her, and that is helping her orchestrate her days. So I want to share this with you, because when we don't know ourselves, it's really hard to help ourselves get in the groove and write our book. But think about this for a minute. How might you see ways to shift? For example, can you take action to include what you want in your day so that any unneeded baggage just starts to fall away? Now, here's what I mean by that. When you know yourself, you're probably very, very aware of how busy you are with other things. And I've had plenty of people come to me and say, I really do want to write a book, Debbie, but if you saw how busy I am, you would just send me away for the next 5 years. Well, the only way to change your busyness is to start including and attending to the things you want to have in your life so that the things you don't really want to have in your life start to just go away. For example, there was a time when I was getting up very early. I had to be at my first class at 8:30 in the morning, way across town. So I was up at 5:15 and standing out on the corner at 6:40 for the first bus to take me to school. And the thing about this was that I had become someone that liked the morning time to write. But now I had a job where there was no way I was going to get up 1 minute before my 5:15 alarm. Forget about it. It just wasn't going to happen. I knew myself well enough. And yet, I used that as an excuse for years to say, sure, I've got another book of fiction in me, but there's absolutely no time to write it. It just doesn't exist. There's no way. What I had to start doing was getting creative and really paying attention to how I would feel if I was moving toward my dream. How would I feel? When you feel something inside of you, it's almost like an instant fuel to start doing things a little differently. It gives you the energy, say, to go to your dean, like I did, and say, I would really love to be a part of the evening teaching program. I think this would be really good for me. When you start to have the confidence to just have more conversations of what you want, then your life starts to open up in ways where doors just seemed closed. There seemed no way to fulfill writing a book or whatever it is that you want to do next. I was telling you about Becky and how she got real intentional with her camera. That led to her doing more writing, which led to her thinking about a book, which led to her publishing her first one, which led to publishing her second one, which led to her claiming the identity of an author. For her, it didn't start with, gee, how can I become an author? It started more with, gee, How can I find life that feels good to me while I'm grieving the loss of my partner? What can I do? And that led her into her new identity. When you don't know yourself, you don't know the first thing to pick up. Becky knew something about herself and she picked up her camera. She had been picking up her camera for years. It led her right where she wanted to go. The interesting thing is that when you follow, I really want you to hear this, when you follow where you want to go, more things start to fall away that you don't want to have to maintain. And it's not that hard. We think it's going to be hard, but you just take one thing at a time. For me, I just had to go to my dean and say, instead of teaching these early morning classes, could I be a part of the evening program? And it was done. I mean, it was that simple. It was a conversation. Sometimes you need a little more time or you need a second conversation. But I didn't go to my dean and try this strategy. I didn't go to her and say, listen, you know, my work life is really hogging up the time for my writing life. So what do you think we could do so I could get some morning time back? My goodness, I just can't come up with anything. No, I didn't focus on what I didn't want, more work in the morning. I focused on what I wanted. I wanted to write in the morning. So if I want to write in the morning, it just made sense that I work in the evening. And it happened. And it really wasn't that hard. But by doing it in the reverse, thinking, oh my God, I got a problem here, that can stall a person out for a really long time. You'll find if you really focus on what you want, the things that you don't want are going to start to fade away. I also want you to think about this. What if you give up on how you are going to, let's say, how can I say this? How you are going to make every step of it happen, and instead realize that your desire for the finished book is so strong, you're willing to take it a step at a time, even if while you're doing step one, you don't yet know what step two is. Can you be patient enough to realize if you just take step one, for me, I'm going to go to my dean and ask if I can work nights. She said, yes, now I'm working nights. Maybe I didn't know what the next step was, but I got step one. Once you've got step one, are you willing to just let yourself be with the fact that just like step one came to you, you'll come up with an idea for step two. If you have no ideas at all, you need a coach. You need a mentor. You need someone to take you through it. If you have some ideas, but you don't have much courage, you need a coach. If you have a lot of ideas, but you have very little accountability or responsibility, you really need a coach. You need someone that can say, I've already done this. I know the struggles you're going through, and I can see your success. I can see the next steps right in front of you. I don't expect you to, but I'm now going to tell you some, and I want you to pick the one that feels best to you. If you can hear that from a coach and work with that, you will get success. But here's the key. Here's the key. It's really big. You got to know yourself. You have to know that the end goal, having a finished book, is what you really want. Otherwise, the temptation to just make it that thing that every Christmas you talk about at the dinner table, I thought I might write my book this year, but God, I've been busy. Wow, have I been busy. I've been busy the last 10 years, so I haven't written it. That's just going to be the story. I caught myself doing this very recently. Here I was flipping the calendar over to April 1st, and I went, I better take a look at my manuscript. I better see exactly where I'm at. And when I looked at the chart I had written for my timeline and where I was at, I was like, uh-oh. You are not only behind, but you're not in the game enough right now to know exactly how to work with the timeline you originally wrote. You're going to have to come up with a new idea here. And I was sharing it with my friend Don. And he said, hey, what do you think of if you took this off your plate and added, 30 minutes of your book? And all of a sudden I was like, you know what? I hadn't thought of that. That's a really good idea. And it's working. And that's what I mean about being around other people that know you. Because if you're in a minute where you're not feeling like you really know you, hopefully the community around you, the coach around you, your bestie around you is going to say, hey, guess what? I think I see step two right in front of you. What do you think? And if you got some guts, you're going to take that step because it's going to move you right where you want to go. It will. I want to tell you about my client, Bridget. She was one of the most lovely people I had the opportunity to work with about 5-6 years ago. She came to me. She told me what she wanted to do with her book. She gave me the timeline. She was an organized girl. I liked her. I was excited about her book. She was someone that worked in, I think you would call it senior care, and she helped people, help families, I would say, really come up with plans for how to integrate the senior living at home. She had amazing ideas. She was working at a facility and she wanted to go more entrepreneurial. She had this idea for a book. We got going, and about 2 weeks in, she said, oh, you'll never believe this, Debbie, but I'm pregnant. And I went, oh, really? And she said, yeah. And there's nowhere on our schedule to work that in. And I said, well, here's the good news. You've got a coach. And we're going to work with you being pregnant. We're not going to work around you being pregnant. We're going to work with it because your mind and soul is still right on track. I mean, this is a very organized, really great, focused woman. She had that book done in 55 days, and it went off to the editor, and it was out within 9 months. Before the baby. So what I want to tell you is when you know yourself, when you're willing to take step one and let step two appear in front of you, you get with a coach, you get with a community, you will make progress. Your job is to hold the dream of having a book and getting to know yourself. And from there, my friends, everything you dreamed about can happen. But if you don't know yourself, you don't have the first step to take. If I can help you, you can find me at coachdebbie.com. I bring you new topics every Thursday. I love spending this time with you. And until next week, my friends, namaste.